Jack and the Beanstalk, adapted for ELT by Jennifer Heath, published and copyright New Editions. When you hear this sound, remember to turn the page. Jack and the Beanstalk. This is the story of a little boy. His name is Jack. Jack lives with his mother. They are poor. They have got a goat, but the goat doesn't make any milk. "Go to the market and sell our goat," says Jack's mother. Jack is sad because he loves the goat. Jack takes the goat to the market. "Please buy my goat. It doesn't make any milk, but it's beautiful," says Jack. But nobody wants to buy the goat. A good man sees Jack and the goat.
"That's a beautiful goat. Are you selling it?"
asks the good man.
"Yes. Please buy my goat," says Jack.
The good man gives Jack some beans.
"These are magic beans," says the good man.
Now Jack is happy. Jack goes home.
"Have you got any money?" asks his mother.
"No, but look, I've got these magic beans," says Jack.
"Magic beans?" shouts Jack's mother. "You are a silly boy, Jack."
She throws the magic beans into the garden. Jack and his mother have got one potato for dinner. They eat the potato. They are hungry and sad. In the morning, Jack goes into the garden. He wants to find the magic beans. But there aren't any magic beans in the garden. Now there is a very big beanstalk. A very, very big beanstalk. It goes up into the sky.
"It's magic!" shouts Jack.
There are lots of big beans on the beanstalk. Jack wants to pick the beans for his mother. She can cook them. Jack climbs up the beanstalk. Jack climbs up and up. He doesn't stop. He goes up and up. Now Jack is at the top of the beanstalk. He is on a cloud. It's magic. There is an old woman on another cloud. She smiles.
"Hello, Jack," she says.
Jack isn't afraid of the old woman.
"I remember your father," says the old woman. "Listen, Jack. A bad giant has got your father's gold coins."
"Where is the bad giant?" asks Jack. "I want to get the gold coins for my mother. We are very poor."
"He lives in that castle," says the old woman.
Jack goes into the castle. He is quiet. He doesn't want the giant to hear him. Jack looks for his father's gold coins. The gold coins aren't under the big table. They aren't under the big chairs. Bang! Bang! Jack hears a noise. Oh no! It's the giant! Jack hides in a chest. The giant comes in and he sits down. Jack watches the giant. The giant has got a sack. There are gold coins in the sack. They belong to Jack's father. The giant counts the gold coins.
Ha, ha, ha! I love gold coins. 1, 2, 3, he says.
Jack has got an idea. He throws a button under the table.
What's that? Is it a mouse?
Shouts the giant. The giant puts the gold coins in the sack. He hides the sack in the chest. He doesn't see Jack in the chest. Jack takes the sack and he jumps out of the chest. He runs very fast. Jack runs out of the castle. Jack runs to the beanstalk.
Quick, Jack! Climb down the beanstalk, says the old woman. I can hear the giant.
Jack climbs down and down. He doesn't stop. He goes down and down. Oh no! The giant is behind Jack.
Go away! You're a bad giant,
shouts the old woman. The giant climbs down the beanstalk. Jack is in his garden. He cuts down the beanstalk with an axe. Chop, chop! The beanstalk falls down.
Help!
Shouts the giant. The giant falls down. Jack doesn't see the giant again.
Mother! Shouts Jack. Look! I've got my father's gold coins!
Jack tells his mother his story. She doesn't believe him, but she smiles and she says, "That's a beautiful story, Jack." Now Jack and his mother aren't poor because they have got lots of gold coins. They aren't hungry because they have got lots of food. Now the magic beanstalk is small. It makes lots of beans for Jack and his mother. Jack and his mother are very happy.